Welcome to Concafe for the seventh day of February, year of our Lord 2024. I'm Pastor Eduardo Valverde. Welcome. So glad you could join us. We're going to the Old Testament station, 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, in the New International Version of the Bible, NIV. And the devotional is called Resurrection Hope in the Transfiguration. All this week we'll be talking about the Transfiguration because this coming Sunday will be Transfiguration Sunday. We talk about that important mountaintop experience that happened to Jesus and to Peter, James, and John. And incredible supernatural things, the awesomeness of God as we find it in God's Word. We're going to look at that again right now. You ready to get into God's Word? I am. Verse 1. When the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven in a whirlwind, Elisha and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here. The Lord has sent me to Bethel." But Elijah said, "As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel. The company of the prophets of Bethel came out to Elisha and asked, "Do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today?" "Yes, I know," Elijah replied, "so be quiet." Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, Elisha, the Lord has sent me to Jericho." And he replied, "As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you." So they went to Jericho. The company of the prophets of Jericho went up to Elijah and asked him, "Do you know that the Lord is going to take your master from you today?" "Yes, I know," he replied, "so be quiet." Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here. The Lord has sent me to the Jordan." And he replied, "As surely as the Lord lives and as you live, I will not leave you." So the two of them walked on. 50 men from the company of the prophets went and stood at a distance, facing the place where Elijah and Elisha had stopped at the Jordan. Elijah took his cloak, rolled it up, and struck the water with it. This was the water of the Jordan River. The water divided to the right and to the left, and the two of them crossed over on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me, what can I do for you before I am taken from you?" "Let me inherit a double portion of your spirit," Elijah replied. "You have asked a difficult thing," Elijah said. "Yet, if you see me when I am taken from you, it will be yours. Otherwise, it will not." As they were walking along and talking together, suddenly a chariot of fire and horses of fire appeared and separated the two of them, and Elijah went up to heaven in a whirlwind. Elijah saw this and cried out, my father, the chariots and horsemen of Israel!" And Elijah saw him no more. Then he took hold of his garment and tore it in two. This, dear friends, is the word of God for the people of God. We say gracias a Dios. Thanks be to God. Well, happy Wednesday, dear friend. Thank you again for joining us. May this point of the work week bring you blessings of enlightenment and truth and give you strength for the rest of this coming week. A key component that I failed to share on Monday is that when Jesus underwent his transfiguration in front of his three disciples, he was sharing the hope of life beyond this life and a life in another realm, that of heaven itself. That the three disciples saw two long-dead heroes of the faith alive and in person, that spoke to them about life. God's life that has no end for those who come to life in him and die in him. Think about it. Moses and Elijah alive on that mountain, Mount Horeb. These guys had been dead for years, yet caught up in the spirit as they were experiencing this wonderful miracle, they were realizing our God is our God of life and not death, because these two men that have been dead for so long are here right in front of us alive talking to our master, Jesus. Now, the Old Testament lesson also stresses this, for it deals with the pain and the grief one feels when one knows that death is coming. No worse news can a loved one receive than a loved one is dying. Even with an advantage that most do not have. God made it known when Elijah would be taken up to heaven in a whirlwind, but that did not make it easier for those involved, especially Elijah. Elijah was not ready to lose his mentor and master. Now, the old prophet Elijah had served God well. He was a hero himself. Israel was a better nation because of his faith and faithful leadership to God. He single-handedly led a fight against idol worship that challenged God. Now, the prophets of Baal were no match for God and for God's servant Elijah. 400 priests of Baal lost their lives after they lost an embarrassing contest where God demonstrated his power against these make-believe gods. Elijah's faithfulness to God irked the king and queen of Israel at the time, Ahab and Jezebel. And the story closes out, this story closes out the story of Elijah and introduces us to the new prophet, Elijah. Now, Elijah was strong in his faith and was a faithful follower of God, so much so that God chose him to be the successor of the great Elijah. Yet Elijah is human and hurts him to know that this dear mentor of his is about to exit this earth and enter into a heaven. Kind of selfish, isn't it? We know that we lose loved ones that are dying, that are going to heaven, but yet we mourn because we love them and miss them. And that's normal, natural. And Elijah was normal and natural, and he knew that he couldn't deal with the pain of separation. So Elijah's emotions mirror our own struggles. We face moments of loss, moments of uncertainty, even a feeling of abandonment. And Elijah's departure feels like a whirlwind, leaving us grasping for stability and meaning. Yet, amidst the chaos, hope endures. Elijah doesn't despair. He cries out, "My father, my father, the chariots and horsemen of Israel." This is from 2 Kings 2:12. This desperate plea echoes our yearning for guidance and assurance during turbulent times. Now, just as Elijah found hope in the midst of loss, the disciples experience hope amidst the fear on the mountaintop of transfiguration. Jesus, their mentor and leader, is bathed in dazzling light, revealing his divine nature. This glimpse of glory strengthens their faith, preparing them for the challenges ahead. Now, while the transfiguration is extraordinary, the message translates to our daily lives as well. No matter how ordinary our days may seem, God's glory is present. God's glory is present, offering us glimpses of hope and strength. Now, Elijah inherits Elijah's mantle, symbolizing the transfer of responsibility and spiritual authority. Similarly, we are entrusted with the mantle of faith, called to carry on the legacy of love and service established by Christ. This doesn't require extraordinary acts. It calls for faithfulness in the ordinary. A kind word, a listening ear, a helping hand. These seemingly small actions become our fire chariots, carrying love and hope into the world. So what to do? Reclaim the faith in you that says that hope endures even in loss. It's difficult, but it's possible. We should not despair in the face of challenges. Remember, just like Elijah, we are not alone. God is with us. His presence and hope endure, even when life feels like a whirlwind. Remember to seek glimpses of glory. We can find moments of reflection and connection with God, just like the disciples on the mountaintop. These experiences can rekindle our faith and offer us a fresh perspective. Remember to embrace our mantle. We are entrusted with the legacy of love and service. We should look for opportunities, however small, to share God's love and hope with the world around us. Let's pray. Loving God, grant to us the strength to face our challenges with courage and hope, just as Elisha did in the face of Elijah's departure. Remind us of your presence, even in the ordinary moments, and empower us to be vessels of your love and faithfulness in the world. In Christ Jesus, we pray. Amen. Dear friend, thank you for joining us. I pray you have a great, blessed day in the Lord. Here's your call to action. Carry the hope of Elisha and the light of the transfiguration, remembering that even the smallest act of love, like a gentle breeze, can ripple outwards, creating a wave of hope and transforming the world around us. I love you and I thank God for you. Pass this on. Push all the buttons. May the Lord bless you and keep you now and always. Amen.